Welcome, ladies and gentlemen, to King Scott Radio TV. Boy, do we have a topic for you today. I'm going to be talking about divorces, why they happen, what happens, things of that nature. Unfortunately, I'm involved in some issues going on here around the studio in this neck of the woods. And it requires an explanation, and the platform that I use for this is Facebook. We've been broadcasting on Facebook and doing things live for years now. The station has gained a great audience. And today we're going to talk about something that no one likes to talk about, but it happens. KingScottRadioTV.com. Well, what happens, ladies and gentlemen, when you love someone but you have people around you who don't like you or whatever the case may be, and they interfere with your marriage in a direct way? They'll use the grandkids, they'll use situations, they'll use anything to bring you all apart from one another. And this happens, and men often don't talk about it because we just move on. And it's not that simple. When you truly love someone, you don't want to move on. You want to repair, but you can't do that because you have so many people in your ear giving you poor advice. And the advice should come from God, not man or woman, because man and woman, unfortunately, are dealing with feelings of their own. They have issues within their own lives, and they don't pay attention to them, but they're in somebody else's business. This is what happens. And again, men don't talk about it as much as they should, but it affects you. It affects your life. They call you everything but a child of God, and they don't know the circumstances because a husband and a wife are in situations together, and they have to work them out, not these outside parties who think because they're their mom or their cousin or whatever the relationship is, that they should have a say-so in someone else's life. But if you examine their situation, you'll find dirt, anger, selfishness, all kinds of satanistic types of things. Now, this is my opinion. Doesn't make me right, but it does make me understand, and I clarify what I'm talking about by examples. Now, before I got married, there was a committee meeting within this family structure. I don't have a large family, and some people do, and I thought it was a blessing to be involved with a large family. But, it gets mixed up because people are wrapped up in their own selfishness. You know, what happens is that the things that that person used to do, they can't do it like they used to be able to do it. And that changes things. The atmosphere changes things, and people resent that. A husband and wife should have a bond with each other versus everybody else. And it's a mystery to me as to why people listen, or one of the two parties listen to other people's advice when they don't have good advice for their own situation. They've had drama and all these other things going on. Now, when you cheat on a person, when you physically give your body to someone else, that's wrong. And that's what the Bible clarifies as what you should not do, which automatically divides a marriage. But what if you don't do that? What if you're bickering over things that are said within your vows, finances, situations outside of your control, and that stays within the confines of your marriage, but you have these nosy sons and nosy daughters and nosy friends who want to be up in your business for their own selfish reasons. And this is what happens. This is what causes a divorce. They call you a liar. They do background checks when there's not warranted. I mean, just any kind of thing to divide a marriage. And God sees that. He knows that. He understands that and is dealt with accordingly. So I'm here to tell you that when these types of things happen, that's when you really have to pray, because people have to stay out of your marriage. Marriage is chosen. It's an act of God. It's not just anything. And when you let your children, friends, and others deter you from what you should be doing towards your husband, you're wrong. Whether it's a man or a woman, you're wrong. And then you have people who have committed the ultimate sin and have done things that are inappropriate within a marriage, like sleeping with someone else, and they want to have some say-so over you. They're not fit to do so. They should mind their business. This is my opinion. This is how I feel about it. And because I own a radio station, I can get on the air and express this and let people know that it's not what it seems. Marriage is between two people. Family is involved and you try to get along, but when you are doing things like, you know, you're not inviting the other party or their issues, and they say, well, I don't know who you are. I don't know who you are. I mean, that works both ways. You're the person that slept with someone else and had a child behind it. You're the person who punched holes in the walls. You're the person who have had terrible arguments with your spouse and it stayed within the confines of the walls that you were in between. But then when you have all these naysayers, all these other people getting into your marriage, it gets messy. And now we're at the point where it's messy. You do things that are just totally inappropriate, and it's not right. It's not right in the eyes of God. It's not right in the eyes of man. You have to mind your own business and let people work their situations out. God is able. This is KingScottRadioTV.com. I'm going to take a break, but I'll be right back. Earth, Wind, and Fire says keep your head to the sky. And ultimately, that's what has to happen. You have to keep focusing on God, but you have to also get people out of your business. And I'm here to tell you that that must happen. Before things can be repaired, you have to keep people out of your business, because they confuse things. They think that their love for their parents or whatever the situation is should supersede a marriage. No, when you get married, you take vows. You promise certain things to each other. You're going to have issues with finances. You're going to have issues with disagreements and things like that. But it's not another person's business to get into your business of your marriage. And when you do that, you step over the line, particularly when you're harassing people for no other reason than that you think it's funny. It's not funny when you break up a marriage or when you cause separation by using your grandkids and all these other things, because things have changed because a person has decided to get married. God don't make those kind of mistakes. He put people together for a reason. It may not necessarily benefit you, but it's for a reason. And when you start using these type of tactics that are available to you, you're wrong. You're dead wrong. Because you have issues yourself. You've done things yourself. You want to be forgiven, but you don't want to forgive. I don't believe it sometimes, but it does happen. And as I post this on the air and let people know that this stuff is going on, you have people who are in your business to destroy your business. It could be your child. It could be anyone. The Bible says that. But no. You have to get to a point where you block all of that stuff out. But when you start doing things that affect the interactions of a marriage, again, you're wrong. you're wrong for doing that, and you're going to face the music for it, because God just don't make those kind of mistakes. He doesn't make them for me, and he doesn't make it for you. When you sleep with someone else and you have a child by it, you're the last person that needs to be given advice. Those are the facts. That's what it is. And you have to stay in your place. God is able, but you have to get people out of your business. That's one of the key things in a divorce. It doesn't matter the fact that it's your mother or something else. If she's not being beaten on or anything like that, then you're out of line. And you need to recognize that you're out of line. You want to pick on people who are much older than you are because you can? No. God sees all of that. He sees my actions and he sees your actions. So we're going to deal with this now. We're going to put it on the air. We're going to expose it for what it is. People can have their opinions. I don't mind that because they're entitled to that. But the facts are, you don't leave a person in the hospital. You don't leave them for precarious reasons because you're unhappy for a period of time, particularly when you have outside voices in somebody's ear telling them the wrong things to do and you're listening to them. You're just as wrong as they are because their husband was a drunk at one time or a person who looks at a lot of pornography and things like that. I mean, we all fall short of the glory of God. That's a fact. But you can't hold somebody else accountable if you can't hold yourself accountable. That's the truth, and it'll set you free. So as we put this on the air and people hear it, because people are going to hear it, we have 1.5 million listeners, and I'm going to make sure that every last one of them knows about this situation, because I'm affected by somebody else's disregard for the sanctity of marriage. It belongs to two people, not six or eight or this person or that person. It's between two people that God has made a decision on. That's the facts and what they are and what it is. And if you're doing something to interfere with that, you are wrong. And the gods above us will see that, and he's going to deal with you for splitting up his work. I personally had this person come down to my studio and make fun of me. That's how petty it is. As if this is a joke. It's not a joke. You're messing up people's lives. And you can't be controlled. You're supposed to be under some kind of confines, but you're not. Because you think that you can do anything that you want to do. And the person that I'm talking about knows that I'm talking about them. Nobody's abusing anyone. We have issues that have to be worked out. But it's not your business. As long as no one is putting their hands on a person, you have a right to deal within your marriage. Particularly if it's talking about discussions or trying to work through issues. When I came to this area, I came up here with a clean heart and a clear mind. I didn't ask for anything. I gave far more than I received. It's not subject to somebody else's opinion. People think you want to do something different than what your intentions are, when your work should be able to prove for what it is itself. People can see, but no, they want to see what they want to see because they want to continue to use entities, the people, mechanisms to destroy what is considered a decent marriage, a marriage with problems. But it's, you know, every marriage has problems. You don't need the voice of a spoiled brat son to keep interfering with things. You don't need that. That has to be separated out. And if the person, if one person is not strong enough to separate the two, then you get a failed marriage. And you think it's funny. It's not funny. God is going to deal with you on this. This is my opinion. This is the way that I see it. Nobody's taking advantage of anything. That's what you think. But you have no facts to prove that. You can background check all you want. Let us background check you and see what we find. See that you have had issues with the law and other issues that go goes on in your life. You ain't clean either. So I don't know why you think you can judge somebody and judge somebody else's marriage because it's your mom. No, that's not the way it's done. The Bible is clear on that. And when you clearly have stepped outside of your marriage and done what you did, and you're not, how are you held accountable for? By destroying somebody else's? Yes, I got news for you. You're wrong. You're wrong, and you're going to be accountable for it. If people can't hold you accountable, society will deal with you. And that's where we're at now. So if you want to continue to roll up down where my station is, do so. But I'm telling you, you're going to be dealt with. You're going to be dealt with. That's not a threat. It's a promise, because God sees what you're doing, and he sees what you have done. All that backstabbing, conniving things that you've done to undermine a person's marriage because you don't like something. The world is not designed for you to like one person or another. You're supposed to get along with people as long as they're respectful to you. But you don't have respect for people because you just do what you want. You want to roll up at my studio with your friends, and that's wrong. I don't go out and bother anyone. I stay away from you and the people you're around. But you think that you can do that and not be dealt with. Well, you got something coming, buddy. You got something coming. You know, life is about doing things in decency and order. Sometimes you have to stand on the sideline and view it and mind your business. But some people can't do that because they want to interfere. And that's exactly what you've done. You and a few other people have done that. And God knows it. He knows what I did, and he knows what you've done. And you're going to be dealt with. Trust me, you're going to be. This shouldn't have happened. All you had to do was mind your business and let nature take its course, and things would work out. But no, you got your nose all up. You got your own issues to be dealing with. You got children that you should be raising. But no, you're trying to do something outside of that. People are just cynical. They're cynical. And then you're going to try to get on my platform and tell me what I should do. You can't tell me that. I don't answer to man or woman. I answer to God. If I'm wrong, he will judge me accordingly. Not you in your mind of what you think punishment should be. You may have destroyed this marriage, but trust me, you will be dealt with by God himself for doing it. As a matter of fact, for anyone that has contributed to the downfall of this, you will be dealt with some kind of way, just like I will be dealt with for whatever I did wrong. There's no perfect person out here. That's the truth, and everyone knows that. Everyone knows that, except for you. Because you have crossed the line too many times, and people can't corral you to say, hey, you know, maybe you should just stay out of that. No, you want to be so bold and forceful towards somebody. You want to beat up on senior citizens and threaten them and tell them you're going to mess them up and all this kind of stuff. Yeah, God heard all of that, all of that. And the rest of you who contributed to it will be dealt with as well. You people who think like this, I didn't come here to fuss and fight with anyone. I came here to get along, and my actions have shown that. I haven't asked anyone for anything, but I've given much, and you know it. So now what you got to say? The proof is there. It's there. Two people should be able to get along in a marriage without your mouth and your nose being stuck up in it. Like I said, you got your own problems to deal with. And when I put this on the air, I'm putting it on the delivery to let people know what you have done, because it speaks for itself. You're a spoiled brat along with some other people who just want to reap the benefits of a friendship and disregard a marriage that's sanctioned by God. People like you need to be exposed for the selfishness that dwells within you. And then they turn around and put you in a leadership position to guide who? You can't even guide yourself. You're unfit. And you know who I'm talking about. You're unfit to do this. And God knows it, and you will be dealt with for doing it. So I have been talking for about 20 minutes now. I think that's going to be enough. And we're going to come back and we're going to talk more about this in a round circle with other men who have gone through the same thing. These spoiled brat children think that they should destroy marriages and just walk away. No, it's not that easy. It's not that easy. We're all protected by God. And if you think you're going to get away with it, you're not. You're not going to get away with it. God bless everyone. KingScottRadioTV.com.